chapter 12. We are to be liberal to the just and not to trust the wicked. If thou do good, know to whom thou dost it, and there shall be much thanks for thy good deeds. Do good to the just, and thou shalt find great recompense. And if not of him, assuredly of the Lord. For there is no good for him that is always occupied in evil, and that giveth no alms. For the highest hateth sinners, and hath mercy on the penitent. Give to the merciful, and uphold not the sinner. God will repay vengeance to the ungodly and to sinners, and keep them against the day of vengeance. Give to the good, and receive not a sinner. Do good to the humble, and give not to the ungodly. Hold back thy bread, and give it not to him, lest thereby he overmaster thee. For thou shalt receive twice as much evil for all the good thou shalt have done to him. For the highest also hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance to the ungodly. A friend shall not be known in prosperity, and an enemy shall not be hidden in adversity. In the prosperity of a man his enemies are grieved, and a friend is known in his adversity. Never trust thy enemy, for as a brass pot his wickedness rusteth. Though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take good heed and beware of him. Set him not by thee, neither let him sit on thy right hand, lest he turn into thy place, and seek to take thy seat. And at the last thou acknowledge my words, and be pricked with my sayings. Who will pity an enchanter struck by a serpent, or any that come near wild beasts? So is it with him that keepeth company with a wicked man, and is involved in his sins. For an hour he will abide with thee, but if thou begin to decline, he will not endure it. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his heart he lieth in wait, to throw thee into a pit. An enemy weepeth with his eyes, but if he find an opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. And if evils come upon thee, thou shalt find him there first. An enemy hath tears in his eyes, and while he pretendeth to help thee, will undermine thy feet. He will shake his head, and clap his hands, and whisper much, and change his countenance. Chapter 13. Cautions in the choice of company. He that toucheth pitch shall be defiled with it, and he that hath fellowship with the proud shall put on pride. He shall take a burden upon him that hath fellowship with one more honorable than himself, and have no fellowship with one that is richer than thyself. What agreement shall the earthen pot have with the kettle? For if they knock one against the other, it shall be broken. The rich man hath done wrong, and yet he will fume, but the poor is wronged and must hold his peace. If thou give, he will make use of thee, and if thou have nothing, he will forsake thee. If thou have anything, he will live with thee, and will make thee bear, and he will not be sorry for thee. If he have need of thee, he will deceive thee, and smiling upon thee will put thee in hope. He will speak thee fair, and will say, What wantest thou? And he will shame thee by his meats, till he have drawn thee dry twice or thrice, and at last he will laugh at thee. And afterward, when he seeth thee, he will forsake thee, and shake his head at thee. Humble thyself to God, and wait for his hands. Beware that thou be not deceived into folly, and be humbled. Be not lowly in thy wisdom, lest, being humbled, thou be deceived into folly. If thou be invited by one that is mightier, withdraw thyself, for so he will invite thee the more. Be not troublesome to him, lest thou be put back, and keep not far from him, lest thou be forgotten. Affect not to speak with him as an equal, and believe not his many words, for by much talk he will sift thee, and smiling will examine thee concerning thy secrets. His cruel mind will lay up thy words, and he will not spare to do thee hurt, and to cast thee into prison. Take heed to thyself, and attend diligently to what thou hearest, for thou walkest in danger of thy ruin. When thou hearest those things, see as it were in sleep, and thou shalt awake. Love God all thy life, and call upon him for thy salvation. Every beast loveth its like, so also every man him that is nearest to himself. All flesh shall consort with the like to itself, and every man shall associate himself to his like. If the wolf shall at any time have fellowship with the lamb, so the sinner with the just. What fellowship hath a holy man with a dog? or what part hath the rich with the poor? The wild ass is the lion's prey in the desert. So also the poor are devoured by the rich. And as humility is an abomination to the proud, so also the rich man abhorreth the poor. When a rich man is shaken, he is kept up by his friends. But when a poor man is fallen down, he is thrust away, even by his acquaintance. When a rich man hath been deceived, he hath many helpers. He hath spoken proud things, and they have justified him. The poor man was deceived, and he is rebuked also. He hath spoken wisely, and could have no place. The rich man spoke, and all held their peace. What he said they extol, even to the clouds. The poor man spoke, and they say, Who is this? And if he stumble, they will overthrow him. Riches are good to him that hath no sin in his conscience, and poverty is very wicked in the mouth of the ungodly. The heart of a man changeth his countenance, either for good or for evil. The token of a good heart and a good countenance thou shalt hardly find, and with labor. Chapter 14. The evil of avarice, works of mercy are recommended, and the love of wisdom. Blessed is the man that hath not slipped by a word out of his mouth, and is not pricked with the remorse of sin. Happy is he that hath had no sadness of his mind, and it was not fallen from his hope. Riches are not comely for a covetous man, and a niggard, and what should an envious man do with gold? He that gathereth together by wronging his own soul, gathereth for others, and another will squander away his goods in rioting. He that is evil to himself, to whom will he be good? And he shall not take pleasure in his goods. There is none worse than he that envieth himself. And this is the reward of his wickedness. And if he do good, he doth it ignorantly and unwillingly. And at the last he discovereth his wickedness. The eye of the envious is wicked, and he turneth away his face and despiseth his own soul. The eye of the covetous man is insatiable in his portion of iniquity. He will not be satisfied till he consume his own soul, drying it up. An evil eye is towards evil things, and he shall not have his fill of bread, but shall be needy and pensive at his own table. My son, if thou have anything, do good to thyself and offer to God worthy offerings. Remember that death is not slow, and that the covenant of hell hath been shown to thee. For the covenant of this world shall surely die. Do good to thy friend before thou die, and according to thy ability, stretching out thy hand, give to the poor. Defraud not thyself of the good day, and let not the part of a good gift overpass thee. Shalt thou not leave to others to divide by lot thy sorrows and labors? Give and take, and justify thy soul. Before thy death work justice, for in hell there is no finding food. All flesh shall fade as grass, and as the leaf that springeth out on a green tree. Some grow, and some fall off. So is the generation of flesh and blood. One cometh to an end, and another is born. Every work that is corruptible shall fail in the end, and the worker thereof shall go with it. And every excellent work shall be justified, and the worker thereof shall be honored therein. Blessed is the man that shall continue in wisdom, and that shall meditate in his justice, and in his mind shall think of the all-seeing eye of God. He that considereth her ways in his heart, and hath understanding in her secrets, who goeth after her as one that traceth, and stayeth in her ways, he who looketh in at her windows, and hearkeneth at her door, he that lodgeth near her house, and fastening a pin in her walls, shall set up his tent nigh unto her, where good things shall rest in his lodging for ever. He shall set his children under her shelter, and shall lodge under her branches. He shall be protected under her covering from the heat, and shall rest in her glory. Chapter 15. Wisdom embraceth them that fear God. God is not the author of sin. He that feareth God will do good, and he that possesseth justice shall lay hold on her. And she will meet him as an honorable mother, and will receive him as a wife married of a virgin. With the bread of life and understanding she shall feed him, and give him the water of wholesome wisdom to drink. And she shall be made strong in him, and he shall not be moved. She shall hold him fast, and he shall not be confounded. And she shall exalt him among his neighbors. And in the midst of the church she shall open his mouth, and shall fill him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and shall clothe him with a robe of glory. She shall heap upon him a treasure of joy and gladness, and shall cause him to inherit an everlasting name. But foolish men shall not obtain her, and wise men shall meet her. Foolish men shall not see her, for she is far from pride and deceit. Lying men shall not be mindful of her, but men that speak truth shall be found with her, and shall advance even till they come to the sight of God. Praise is not seemly in the mouth of a sinner, for wisdom came forth from God. For praise shall be with the wisdom of God, and shall abound in a faithful mouth, and the sovereign Lord will give praise unto it. Say not, it is through God that she is not with me. For do not thou the things that he hateth. Say not, he hath caused me to err, for he hath no need of wicked men. The Lord hateth all abomination of error, and they that fear him shall not love it. God made man from the beginning, and left him in the hand of his own counsel. He added his commandments and precepts. If thou wilt keep the commandments and perform acceptable fidelity for ever, they shall preserve thee. He hath set water and fire before thee. Stretch forth thy hand to which thou wilt. Before man is life and death, good and evil. That which he shall choose shall be given him. For the wisdom of God is great, and he is strong in power, seeing all men without ceasing. The eyes of the Lord are towards them that fear him, and he knoweth all the work of man. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly, and he hath given no man license to sin. For he desireth not a multitude of faithless and unprofitable children. Chapter 16. It is better to have none than many wicked children. Of the justice and mercy of God, his ways are unsearchable. Rejoice not in ungodly children. If they be multiplied, neither be delighted in them, if the fear of God be not with them. Trust not to their life, and respect not their labors. For better is one that feareth God than 1,000 ungodly children. And it is better to die without children than to leave ungodly children. By one that is wise a country shall be inhabited. The tribe of the ungodly shall become desolate. Many such things hath my eye seen, and greater things than those my ear hath heard. In the congregation of sinners a fire shall be kindled, and in an unbelieving nation wrath shall flame out. The ancient giants did not obtain pardon for their sins, who were destroyed trusting to their own strength. And he spared not the place where Lot sojourned, but abhorred them for the pride of their word. He had not pity on them, destroying the whole nation that extolled themselves in their sins. So did he with the 600,000 footmen, who were gathered together in the hardness of their heart. And if one had been stiff-necked, it is a wonder if he had escaped unpunished. For mercy and wrath are with him. He is mighty to forgive, and to pour out indignation. According as his mercy is, so his correction judgeth a man according to his works. The sinner shall not escape in his repines, and the patience of him that showeth mercy shall not be put off. All mercy shall make a place for every man according to the merit of his works, and according to the wisdom of his sojournment. Say not, I shall be hidden from God, and who shall remember me from on high? In such a multitude I shall not be known, for what is my soul in such an immense creation? Behold the heaven and the heavens of heavens, the deep and all the earth, and the things that are in them, shall be moved in thy sight. The mountains also, and the hills, and the foundations of the earth, when God shall look upon them, they shall be shaken with trembling. And in all these things the heart is senseless, and every heart is understood by him. And his ways who shall understand, and the storm which no eye of man shall see? For many of his works are hidden, but the works of his justice who shall declare? Or who shall endure? For the testament is far from some, and the examination of all is in the end. He that wanteth understanding thinketh vain things, and the foolish and erring man thinketh foolish things. Hearken to me, my son, and learn the discipline of understanding, and attend to my words in thy heart. And I will show forth good doctrine in equity, and will seek to declare wisdom, and attend to my words in thy heart, whilst with equity of spirit I tell thee the virtues that God hath put upon his works from the beginning, and I show forth in truth his knowledge. The works of God are done in judgment from the beginning, and from the making of them he distinguished their parts and their beginnings in their generations. He beautified their works forever. They have neither hungered nor labored, and they have not ceased from their works. Nor shall any of them straiten his neighbor at any time. Be not thou incredulous to his word. After this God looked upon the earth and filled it with his goods. The soul of every living thing hath shone forth before the face thereof, and into it they return again. Chapter 17. The creation and favor of God to man. An exhortation to turn to God. God created man of the earth, and made him after his own image. And he turned him into it again, and clothed him with strength according to himself. He gave him the number of his days and time, and gave him power over all things that are upon the earth. He put the fear of him upon all flesh, and he had dominion over beasts and fowls. He created of him a helpmate like to himself. He gave them counsel, and a tongue, and eyes, and ears, and a heart to devise. And he filled them with the knowledge of understanding. He created in them the science of the Spirit. He filled their heart with wisdom, and showed them both good and evil. He set his eye upon their hearts to show them the greatness of his works, that they might praise the name which he hath sanctified, and glory in his wondrous acts, that they might declare the glorious things of his works. Moreover, he gave them instructions, and the law of life for an inheritance. He made an everlasting covenant with them, and he showed them his justice and judgments. And their eyes saw the majesty of his glory, and their ears heard his glorious voice. And he said to them, Beware of all iniquity. And he gave to every one of them commandment concerning his neighbor. Their ways are always before him. They are not hidden from his eyes. Over every nation he set a ruler, and Israel was made the manifest portion of God. And all their works are as the sun in the sight of God, and his eyes are continually upon their ways. Their covenants were not hid by their iniquity, and all their iniquities are in the sight of God. The alms of a man is as a signet with him, and shall preserve the grace of a man as the apple of the eye. And afterward he shall rise up, and shall render them their reward to every one upon their own head, and shall turn them down into the bowels of the earth. But to the penitent he hath given the way of justice, and he hath strengthened them that were fainting in patience, and hath appointed to them the lot of truth. Turn to the Lord, and forsake thy sins. Make thy prayer before the face of the Lord, and offend less. Return to the Lord, and turn away from thy injustice, and greatly hate abomination. And know the justices and judgments of God, and stand firm in the lot set before thee, and in prayer to the Most High God. Go to the side of the holy age with them that live, and give praise to God. Tarry not in the error of the ungodly. Give glory before death. Praise perisheth from the dead as nothing. Give thanks whilst thou art living. Whilst thou art alive and in health, thou shalt give thanks, and shalt praise God, and shalt glory in his mercies. How great is the mercy of God, and his forgiveness to them that turn to him! For all things cannot be in men, because the Son of Man is not immortal, and they are delighted with the vanity of evil. What is brighter than the sun, yet it shall be eclipsed? Or what is more wicked than that which flesh and blood hath invented? And this shall be reproved. He beholdeth the power of the height of heaven, and all men are earth and ashes. Chapter 18. God's works are wonderful. We must serve him, and not our lusts. He that liveth for ever created all things together. God only shall be justified, and he remaineth an invincible king for ever. Who is able to declare his works? Or who shall search out his glorious acts? And who shall show forth the power of his majesty? Or who shall be able to declare his mercy? Nothing may be taken away, nor added. Neither is it possible to find out the glorious works of God. When a man hath done, then shall he begin, and when he leaveth off, he shall be at a loss. What is man, and what is his grace, and what is his good, or what is his evil? The The number of the days of men at the most are 100 years, as a drop of water of the sea are they esteemed. And as a pebble of the sand, so are a few years compared to eternity. Therefore God is patient in them, and poureth forth his mercy upon them. He hath seen the presumption of their heart, that it is wicked, and hath known their end, that it is evil. Therefore hath he filled up his mercy in their favor, and hath shown them the way of justice. The compassion of God is toward his neighbor, but the mercy of God is upon all flesh. He hath mercy, and teacheth, and correcteth, as a shepherd doth his flock. He hath mercy on him that receiveth the discipline of mercy, and that maketh haste in his judgments. My son, in thy good deeds make no complaint, and when thou givest anything, add not grief by an evil word. Shall not the dew assuage the heat? So also the good word is better than the gift. Lo, is not a word better than a gift? But both are with a justified man. A fool will upbraid bitterly, and a gift of one ill-taught consumeth the eyes. Before judgment prepare thee justice, and learn before thou speak. Before sickness take a medicine, and before judgment examine thyself, and thou shalt find mercy in the sight of God. Humble thyself before thou art sick, and in the time of sickness show thy conversation. Let nothing hinder thee from praying always, and be not afraid to be justified even to death, for the reward of God continueth forever. Before prayer, prepare thy soul, and be not as a man that tempteth God. Remember the wrath that shall be at the last day, at the time of repaying, when he shall turn away his face. Remember poverty in the time of abundance, and the necessities of poverty in the day of riches. From the morning until the evening, the time shall be changed, and all these are swift in the eyes of God. A wise man will fear in everything, and in the days of sins will beware of sloth. Every man of understanding knoweth wisdom, and will give praise to him that findeth her. They that were of good understanding in words have also done wisely themselves, and have understood truth and justice, and have poured forth proverbs and judgments. Go not after thy lusts, but turn away from thy own will. If thou give to thy soul her desires, she will make thee a joy to thy enemies. Take no pleasure in riotous assemblies, be they ever so small, for their concertation is continual. Make not thyself poor by borrowing to contribute to feasts, when thou hast nothing in thy purse, for thou shalt be an enemy to thy own life. Chapter 19. Admonitions against sundry vices. A workman that is a drunkard shall not be rich, and he that contemneth small things shall fall by little and little. Wine and women make wise men fall off, and shall rebuke the prudent. And he that joineth himself to harlots will be wicked. Rottenness and worms shall inherit him, and he shall be lifted up for a greater example, and his soul shall be taken away out of the number. He that is hasty to give credit is light of heart, and shall be lessened, and he that sinneth against his own soul shall be despised. He that rejoiceth in iniquity shall be censured, and he that hateth chastisement shall have less life, and he that hateth babbling extinguisheth evil. He that sinneth against his own soul shall repent, and he that is delighted with wickedness shall be condemned. Rehearse not again a wicked and harsh word, and thou shalt not fare the worse. Tell not thy mind to friend or foe, and if there be a sin with thee, disclose it not. For he will hearken to thee, and will watch thee, and as it were, defending thy sin, he will hate thee, and so will he be with thee always. Hast thou heard a word against thy neighbor? Let it die within thee, trusting that it will not burst thee. The hearing of a word, the fool is in travail, as a woman groaning in the bringing forth a child. As an arrow that sticketh in a man's thigh, so is a word in the heart of a fool. Reprove a friend, lest he may not have understood, and say, I did it not, or if he did it, that he may do it no more. Reprove thy neighbor, or it may be he hath not said it, and if he hath said it, that he may not say it again. Admonish thy friend, for there is often a fault committed. And believe not every word, There is one that slippeth with a tongue, but not from his heart. For who is there that hath not offended with his tongue? Admonish thy neighbor before thou threaten him, and give place to the fear of the Most High. For the fear of God is all wisdom, and therein is to fear God, and the disposition of the law is in all wisdom. But the learning of wickedness is not wisdom, and the device of sinners is not prudence. There is a subtle wickedness, and the same is detestable, and there is man that is foolish, wanting in wisdom. Better is a man that hath less wisdom and wanteth understanding with the fear of God than he that aboundeth in understanding and transgresseth the law of the Most High. There is an exquisite subtlety, and the same is unjust. And there is one that uttereth an exact word, telling the truth. There is one that humbleth himself wickedly, and his interior is full of deceit. And there is one that submitteth himself exceedingly with a great lowliness. And there is one that casteth down his countenance, and maketh as if he did not see that which is unknown. And if he be hindered from sinning for want of power, if he shall find opportunity to do evil, he will do it. A man is known by his look, and a wise man, when thou meetest him, is known by his countenance. The attire of the body, and the laughter of the teeth, and the gait of the man show what he is. There is a lying rebuke in the anger of an injurious man, and there is judgment that is not allowed to be good, and there is one that holdeth his peace. He is wise. Chapter 20. Rules with regard to correction, discretion, and avoiding lies. How much better is it to reprove than to be angry, and not to hinder him that confesseth in prayer? The lust of an eunuch shall deflower a young maiden. So is he that by violence executeth unjust judgment. How good is it, when thou art reproved, to show repentance, for so thou shalt escape willful sin. There is one that holdeth his peace, that is found wise, and there is another that is hateful, that is bold in speech. There is one that holdeth his peace, because he knoweth not what to say, and there is another that holdeth his peace, knowing the proper time. A wise man will hold his peace till he see opportunity, but a babbler and a fool will regard no time. He that useth many words shall hurt his own soul, and he that taketh authority to himself unjustly shall be hated. There is success in evil things to a man without discipline, and there is a finding that turneth to loss. There is a gift that is not profitable, and there is a gift the recompense of which is double. There is an abasement because of glory, and there is one that shall lift up his head from a low estate. There is that buyeth much for a small price, and restoreth the same sevenfold. A man wise in words shall make himself beloved, but the graces of fools shall be poured out. The gift of the fool shall do thee no good, for his eyes are sevenfold. For he will give a few things and upbraid much, and the opening of his mouth is the kindling of a fire. Today a man lendeth, and tomorrow he asketh it again. Such a man as this is hateful. A fool shall have no friend, and there shall be no thanks for his good deeds. For they that eat his bread are of a false tongue. How often, and how many, will laugh him to scorn? For he doth not distribute with right understanding that which was to be had, in like manner also that which was not to be had. The slipping of a false tongue is as one that falleth on the pavement. So the fall of the wicked shall come speedily. A man without grace is as a vain fable. It shall be continually in the mouth of the unwise. A parable coming out of a fool's mouth shall be rejected, for he doth not speak it in due season. There is that is hindered from sinning through want, and in his rest he shall be pricked. There is that will destroy his own soul through shamefacedness, and by occasion of an unwise person he will destroy it, and by respect of person he will destroy himself. There is that for bashfulness promiseth to his friend, and maketh him his enemy for nothing. A lie is a foul blot in a man, and yet it will be continually in the mouth of men without discipline. A thief is better than a man that is always lying, but both of them shall inherit destruction. The manners of lying men are without honor, and their confusion is with them without ceasing. A wise man shall advance himself with his words, and a prudent man shall please the great ones. He that tilleth his land shall make a high heap of corn. And he that worketh justice shall be exalted, and he that pleaseth great men shall escape iniquity. Presents and gifts blind the eyes of judges, and make them dumb in the mouth, so that they cannot correct. Wisdom that is hid, and treasure that is not seen, what profit is there in them both? Better is he that hideth his folly than the man that hideth his wisdom. Chapter 21. Cautions against sin in general, and some sins in particular. My son, hast thou sinned? Do so no more, but for thy former sins also pray that they may be forgiven thee. Flee from sins as from the face of a serpent, for if thou comest near them, they will take hold of thee. The teeth thereof are the teeth of a lion, killing the souls of men. All iniquity is like a two-edged sword. There is no remedy for the wound thereof. Injuries and wrongs will waste riches, and the house that is very rich shall be brought to nothing by pride. So the substance of the proud shall be rooted out. The prayer out of the mouth of the poor shall reach the ears of God, and judgment shall come for him speedily. He that hateth to be reproved walketh in the trace of a sinner, and he that feareth God will turn to his own heart. He that is mighty by a bold tongue is known afar off, but a wise man knoweth to slip by him. He that buildeth his house at other men's charges is as he that gathereth himself stones to build in the winter. The congregation of sinners is like tow heaped together, and the end of them is a flame of fire. The way of sinners is made plain with stones, and in their end is hell, and darkness, and pains. He that keepeth justice shall get the understanding thereof. The perfection of the fear of God is wisdom and understanding. He that is not wise in good will not be taught. But there is a wisdom that aboundeth in evil, and there is no understanding where there is bitterness. The knowledge of a wise man shall abound like a flood, and his counsel continueth like a fountain of life. The heart of a fool is like a broken vessel, and no wisdom at all shall it hold. A man of sense will praise every wise word he shall hear, and will apply it to himself. The luxurious man hath heard it, and it shall displease him, and he will cast it behind his back. The talking of a fool is like a burden in the way, but on the lips of the wise grace shall be found. The mouth of the prudent is sought after in the church, and they will think upon his words in their hearts. As a house that is destroyed, so is wisdom to a fool, and the knowledge of the unwise is as words without sense. Doctrine to a fool is as fetters on the feet, and like manacles on the right hand. A fool lifteth up his voice in laughter, but a wise man will scarce laugh low to himself. Learning to the prudent is as an ornament of gold, and like a bracelet upon his right arm. The foot of a fool is soon in his neighbor's house, but a man of experience will be abashed at the person of the mighty. A fool will peep through the window into the house, but he that is well taught will stand without. It is the folly of a man to hearken at the door, and a wise man will be grieved with a disgrace. The lips of the unwise will be telling foolish things, but the words of the wise shall be weighed in a balance. The heart of fools is in their mouth, and the mouth of wise men is in their heart. While the ungodly curseth the devil, he curseth his own soul. The talebearer shall defile his own soul, and shall be hated by all, and he that shall abide with him shall be hateful. The silent and wise man shall be honored. Chapter 22. The sluggard is pelted with a dirty stone, and all men will speak of his disgrace. The sluggard is pelted with the dung of oxen, and every one that toucheth him will shake his hands. A son ill taught is the confusion of the father, and a foolish daughter shall be to his loss. A wise daughter shall bring an inheritance to her husband, but she that confoundeth becometh a disgrace to her father. She that is bold shameth both her father and husband, and will not be inferior to the ungodly, and shall be disgraced by them both. A tale out of time is like music in mourning, but the stripes and instruction of wisdom are never out of time. He that teacheth a fool is like one that glueth a potsherd together. He that telleth a word to him that heareth not is like one that waketh a man out of a deep sleep. He speaketh with one that is asleep, who uttereth wisdom to a fool, and in the end of the discourse he saith, "Who is this? Weep for the dead, for his light hath failed, and weep for the fool, for his understanding faileth. Weep but a little for the dead, for he is at rest. For the wicked life of a wicked fool is worse than death. The mourning for the dead is 7 days, but for a fool and an ungodly man all the days of their life. Talk not much with a fool, and go not with him that hath no sense. Keep thyself from him, that thou mayest not have trouble, and thou shalt not be defiled with his sin. Turn away from him, and thou shalt find rest, and shalt not be wearied out with his folly. What is heavier than lead, and what other name hath he but fool? Sand and salt, and a mass of iron is easier to bear than a man without sense, that is both foolish and wicked. A frame of wood bound together in the foundation of a building shall not be loosed, so neither shall the heart that is established by advised counsel. The thought of him that is wise at all times shall not be depraved by fear, as pails set in high places and plasterings made without cost will not stand against the face of the wind. So also a fearful heart in the imagination of a fool shall not resist against the violence of fear. As a fearful heart in the thought of a fool at all times will not fear, so neither shall he that continueth always in the commandments of God. He that pricketh the eye bringeth out tears, and he that pricketh the heart bringeth forth resentment. He that flingeth a stone at birds shall drive them away, so he that upbraideth his friend breaketh friendship. Although thou hast drawn a sword at a friend, despair not, for there may be a returning. To a friend, if thou hast opened a sad mouth, fear not, for there may be a reconciliation. Accept upbraiding and reproach and pride and disclosing of secrets or a treacherous wound, for on all these cases a friend will flee away. Keep fidelity with a friend in his poverty, that in his prosperity also thou mayest rejoice. In the time of his trouble continue faithful to him, that thou mayest also be heir with him in his inheritance. As the vapor of a chimney and the smoke of the fire goeth up before the fire, so also injurious words and reproaches and threats before blood. I will not be ashamed to salute a friend, neither will I hide myself from his face. And if any evil happen to me by him, I will bear it. But every one that shall hear it will beware of him. Who will set a guard before my mouth, and a sure seal upon my lips, that I fall not by them, and that my tongue destroy me not? Chapter 23. A Prayer for Grace to Flee Sin. Cautions Against Profane Swearing and Other Vices. O Lord, Father and Sovereign Ruler of my life, leave me not to their counsel, nor suffer me to fall by them. Who will set scourges over my thoughts, and the discipline of wisdom over my heart, that they spare me not in their ignorances, and that their sins may not appear? Lest my ignorances increase, and my offenses be multiplied, and my sins abound, and I fall before my adversaries, and my enemy rejoice over me. O Lord, Father and God of my life, leave me not to their devices. Give me not haughtiness of my eyes, and turn away from me all coveting. Take from me the greediness of the belly, and let not the lusts of the flesh take hold of me, and give me not over to a shameless and foolish mind. Hear, O ye children, the discipline of the mouth, and he that will keep it shall not perish by his lips, nor be brought to fall into most wicked works. A sinner is caught in his own vanity, and the proud and the evil speakers shall fall thereby. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, for in it there are many falls, and let not the naming of God be usable in thy mouth, and meddle not with the names of saints, for thou shalt not escape free from them. For as a slave daily put to the question is never without a blue mark, so every one that sweareth and nameth shall not be wholly pure from sin. A man that sweareth much shall be filled with iniquity, and a scourge shall not depart from his house. And if he make it void, his sin shall be upon him. And if he dissemble it, he offendeth double. And if he swear in vain, he shall not be justified, for his house shall be filled with his punishment. There is also another speech opposite to death. Let it not be found in the inheritance of Jacob. For from the merciful all these things shall be taken away, and they shall not wallow in sins. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to indiscreet speech, for therein is the word of sin. Remember thy father and thy mother, for thou sittest in the midst of great men. Lest God forget thee in their sight, and thou by thy daily custom be infatuated and suffer reproach, and wish that thou hadst not been born, and curse the day of thy nativity. The man that is accustomed to opprobrious words will never be corrected all the days of his life. Two sorts of men multiply sins, and the third bringeth wrath and destruction. A hot soul is a burning fire. It will never be quenched till it devour something. And a man that is wicked in the mouth of his flesh will not leave off till he hath kindled a fire. To a man that is a fornicator all bread is sweet. He will not be weary of sinning unto the end. Every man that passeth beyond his own bed, despising his own soul, and saying, Who seeth me? Darkness compasseth me about, and the walls cover me, and no man seeth me. Whom do I fear? The Most High will not remember my sins. And he understandeth not that his eye seeth all things, for such a man's fear driveth from him the fear of God, and the eyes of men fearing him. And he knoweth not that the eyes of the Lord are far brighter than the sun, beholding round about all the ways of men, and the bottom of the deep, and looking into the hearts of men into the most hidden parts. For all things were known to the Lord God before they were created. So also after they were perfected, he beholdeth all things. This man shall be punished in the streets of the city, and he shall be chased as a colt, and where he suspected not, he shall be taken, and he shall be in disgrace with all men, because he understood not the fear of the Lord. So every woman also that leaveth her husband, and bringeth in an heir by another. For first she hath been unfaithful to the law of the Most High, and secondly she hath offended against her husband, thirdly she hath fornicated in adultery, and hath gotten her children of another man. This woman shall be brought into the assembly, and inquisition shall be made of her children. Her children shall not take root, and her branches shall bring forth no fruit. She shall leave her memory to be cursed, and her infamy shall not be blotted out. And they that remain shall know that there is nothing better than the fear of God, and that there is nothing sweeter than to have regard to the commandments of the Lord. It is great glory to follow the Lord, for length of days shall be received from him. End of Psalm 2.